that a building that he can come and dwell in. Faith, virtue, knowledge, begin all that. That's what Peter said. That make you partake of the divine nature of God. The place, the temple where God can come and dwell in. When Jesus Christ walking on 2 feet, is the hand of Jesus, the eyes of Jesus, the ear of Jesus, the heart of Christ, the mind that controls you, the mind that controls you to make you live the life, the law of the spirit, not the law of the flesh. Amen? Yeah. Now, when you got it like that, when you got it like that, then add to your faith. When you got true virtue, add it to your faith. When you can walk out there, all right, I think I read that already. Now you say, well, I don't know whether this scripture is just right. Now here's Act 2:38. I don't know to go about it with it. Act 28:19, I don't know, all right. You don't add nothing because you ain't got it yet. See? What are you going to do? Because you haven't got knowledge enough to know of God. Yet that the Bible doesn't contradict itself. Leave it alone. Don't say no more about it. See, leave it alone. But when you can see that the scripture is not contradictory, that you can say that and can see that by the revelation of God, the whole world is wrought in mysteries and only the knowledge of God can reveal it. Then when you get and say and punctuate every word of God with an amen, then add that to your faith. Amen?
Amen.
So see where we got a Holy Ghost. That's just the beginning. The work starts. That's not time to stop. And that's why, you know, when you insist, be filled the Holy Ghost, be filled the Holy Ghost, because that's the beginning. It's like, look, before I start building a house, I got to first buy a land. I got to first part of the land. Where are you going to build it? You can't build it anywhere. So before you can build those things, where are you going to build a foundation? Where? Before that, as Brother Bram said, you are just in the process of becoming a Christian. Before getting the Holy Ghost, you're in the process. It's like driving around saying, oh, I like this here. Oh, you know, maybe we're going to live this here. Oh, maybe we're going to live here. Oh, maybe I'm going to live here. You're just driving. Shopping for where am I going to start? You're in the process. But when you buy that land, it starts. Amen?
Amen.
When you buy that land and you're clear with everything you have to do with planning and permit and everything, then it starts. Amen? When you come to Christ, you say, now I accept you. You are my Savior, my God, my all in all. You're the master of the universe. You created me. I surrender to you, God. Fill the Holy Ghost. God fills you. Then you can begin to even understand him. You can begin to see what he's trying to tell you. And that's when you can begin to add. Before that, you cannot add. And you got to pray. Everything that you get it by fight, by victory. You cannot just sit there and say, just because I come to this church, just because I'm the message, just because this happened, then I have it. No, it will never happen.
Amen?
Amen. All right. Brothers, oh, you're getting to be pretty good men right now. See? You are coming up. See? What with faith, then with virtue, then knowledge. See? How it's building this man? You can see there, no way escaping it. This is the way to become in the full stature of Christ. So we got to do it, brothers and sisters. We got to cry for it. That's why I said from the very beginning that this is one of the messages that every believer in this message at least should know in and out. And we have to pray for. And oh God, begin to pray, God, we need add virtue to our faith. Oh God, has knowledge. It's not just something that we just read. It's not just we just listen to the message and just sit there and like sometimes by some magic, one day it's going to be adding. No. That's why Peter said, what did he say? All making all diligence. You know what I mean? All diligence? You don't just sit. Amen? Now, to judge right, judge whether it's right or wrong to believe God's word. Judge whether it's right or wrong, whether I should serve a creed or serve God. Judge whether, now this me adding now this, judge whether I should be in a message or just be in a message of five for every inch. You got to judge it. Should I just come to church and, you know, I'm happy with the preaching I heard today and then go to the parking lot, have nice fellowship, talk about it, and then forget everything else and then go home, come back the next day, is the new cycle start? Or should I be praying on my knees like Jacob with the angel? If you don't bless me, Lord, I won't let you go. Oh, God, have mercy. You got to judge. Amen? Judge whether it's right or wrong. I should be born again or join a church. Then you are beginning. Judge right. When a preacher said the days of miracle pass, the Bible said Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, which you going to believe? When you say, I'll take God. Now, you don't say that just to say it. Well, I take it. Just from your heart. But something in you, your faith pushes out there. There you are. Your faith says, I know he is the same. Amen. Amen. I've witnessed him the same. There's nothing can take it away from me. I know he's real. Amen. Amen? Then add that to your faith. Lay it down on a foundation. Coming up towards the kingdom. God will spot now. That's where you're coming to a kingdom. Amen. All right, add knowledge, because knowledge of his word, you must believe it in this way, such as you should believe today and accept it, that the days of miracles is not past. Amen? So brothers and sisters, we will be ending here for this cycle. Brother Tim is going to be taking over in December. And if God grants us grace, we'll pick it up in 2020. And when you go to the optometrist, they say have a 2020 vision, you're happy, right? So we pick it up in 2020 and praying that God give us a 2020 vision in the year 2020. That we come back with a new vision to serve him, with a determination to live for him, with a determination to pray, with a determination to say, Lord, I won't let you go until you bless me. God, make me who you want me to be. With a determination, with a clear vision. I want to live for you. I'm determined, God, to stand for you, to live for you. I don't care what happens. I don't care jobs, things, problem. I don't care what happens. But I want to stand for you with a 2020 determination to serve you. All that is given you, everything that he's given you, God, I want to serve you with it. All what you've given me, as long as that breath of life is in me, making me a living soul, I'll live for you. Amen? Amen. And we're going to add temperance. We're going to start with temperance, the Lord willing, when we come back in January. All right? Now remember, the ultimate goal of the redeemed is to partake of the divine nature of God. And that is said in 2 Peter. Amen? That's the ultimate goal. You are not a Christian because you're trying to avoid going to hell. No. You are not a Christian because you're afraid that if you didn't come to this church here, you are lost. That's not the way you serve God. That's not how the love affair goes. You don't come here and say, you know, I want to come because you know what? They said that, you know, if I don't go, you know, I'm doomed. No, it's a love affair. Amen? And you want to partake of that, of his divine nature. Remember, husband and wife are one. And Christ wants to be one with his church. Amen. And with all diligence, we must add to our born-again faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Charity, that's a capstone that caps and holds the entire building together. If charity is not there, the building is zero. It means nothing. For without charity, all you're adding mean nothing. And the building will never be a dwelling place for God. Without charity, Paul said, I can do all. I can add, have the faith to move mountains. You see, because everything is based on faith. You have faith, you can pray for somebody to get healed. And a person doesn't even need to be Christian. But the condition is that to stay healed, that's when the person has to become Christian. Because he said, I'm the Lord God who healeth all thy diseases, right? And forgiveth all thy sin. Is the end, right? Are you forgiven? If you're forgiven, then he healeth thy disease, right? So you're healed. But then he said, what? Go and do what? Go and sin no more. Else worse than this will come upon you. Amen? So charity is the capstone that caps the building and holds the entire building together. Amen? Without charity, the building cannot hold. Without charity, that house cannot be the temple of God that God can come and live in. Amen? Psalm 127, verse 1, what does it say? Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain, they that built it. So all our add is adding for what? We are not adding power to go show off who we are, that we have power. No, that's not what we're trying to do. Add God in there. We are not going there to show. No. We are adding to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, as you move on, and love when Christ, then when the capstone charity comes and caps you, that's Christ walking. That's Jesus Christ. And that's why he said, at that day, when I'm living in you, when I'm living in that temple, when that temple is built for me, that I'm in that temple at that day, ye shall know I am in the Father in me, ye in me, I in you. What does that do? Look, I'm the Father, the Father's in me. I in you, you in me. What does that say? We are one. Amen? Amen? All right? So except the Lord build the house, their labor in vain that built it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. So God bless you. And remember, study that message. Search of a perfect man. Pray. Tell this is not anything that you just take and say, you know what? I'm in a message. I got baptized. No. That's just, the devil wants you to believe that. Oh, you know, you're okay. You know, you go through a message, I say you're baptized, and take everything light. Look, God gave the children of Israel the land. He said, you're going to fight, but at Rephidim, at the battle of Rephidim. If God's in the battle, why does he have to carry the hand of Moses? Moses have his hand up, he get tired. All right? And they had to take two people to hold his hand. Why? At the Battle of Rephidim, when they find the, all right? Why? When they find Amalekites. The Amalekites, today in our lives, they are the one that they didn't get rid of entirely. And that Amalekite spirit is still here. When you come to the message, the Amalekite spirit is still there. All right? And the Amalekite spirit, when you don't watch, when you don't pray enough, When you don't, that Amalekite spirit is there. You got to fight it. You got to fight. You get a girl like Moses. Look, God had to be there to show you that this is nothing. You say, oh, you know, God, you saved me. You brought me here. You know, I gave you my life. Go to church. Now, God, fight my battle. I'll just sit back. No, you got to pray. You got to pray. Look, Christ, I was reading somewhere. I think it was in the book of Mark 1. Anyway, he has a very busy day. The previous day was healing, preaching a lot at the coast. But you think that somebody you did that, you've done all that, he's going to take a time saying, you know what, let me take it easy for the next day. I need to take a little rest here, right? But I said the next day he caught short on his sleep, woke up early. After all that busy healing, and you remember what Brother Branham said, when virtue goes out of him, how they'll feel, right? And as a human, God in the flesh, when he said, who touched me? Because I perceived virtue was gone out of me. So could you imagine that on that busy day, when Christ was healing all the sick, how much virtue was gone out of him? But I say when he went to sleep, the next day he woke up early, he caught on his sleep to go pray. Now, if God in the flesh, Elohim, can be in our flesh and do that, what about us? He came to be our example. He didn't do that just because that he didn't need to do that. He can speak the word into existence. But he did that for our example. That's why he said men ought to pray at all times and don't get tired. Don't be tired of praying. Don't be tired of coming before the king to have audience with him. All right, that's why I'll leave you. Okay, let's pray. And remember, we are in a battle. We are in a battle of Rephidim. You need to hold up your hand. All right? If you get tired, ask brothers or sisters, listen, I'm going through this battle. Help me hold up my hand. Amen? Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the opportunity you've given us, Lord. And Father, throughout these few Sundays, Father, I try, O God, by your grace. I know, Lord, I might not have done it to the best. But Father, you know my heart, that Lord, my desire, O God, has been, Father, to bring it to a point, Father, by your grace. And under your anointing, under your power, under the power of the Holy Spirit, to make the people see that, Lord, is a time that, Father, we must add to our faith, Lord, virtue. We shouldn't just leave our faith there, down the foundations. But the building, that temple that God can live in, must begin to come up. The walls must begin to be built up by adding to our faith virtue and adding to our virtue knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, which is the requirement, the very requirement of our age. And God, when you see that a building is almost there, you come and cap it off with charity. That's yourself. That you come and dwell in us. Where is the living Christ? Living in living souls. Walking with human feet, at the feet of Christ, the hands of Christ, the eyes of Christ, the mouth of Christ, the ear of Christ, see like Christ, the heart of Christ, the brain of Christ, that control our bodies and make us live according to the law of the Spirit and not according to the law of the flesh. Oh God, help us, Lord. We need you. Lord, it's you who can help us to add. And Father, may this be a desperate Father, may this put into desperation. May it be a desperate request of us, Lord. Let this push us to desperation, Father, to seek you day and night. May it be a desperation. May it be our ultimate desire to seek you day and night. Until, Father, these things are in us, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. Pray may you bless the oncoming service. May all be done to glorify you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Bless everything. Today, we commit all to your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.